Good morning. Open your Bibles to Ezekiel. We're going back to the hole in the wall. Probably our last message on this one, but I wanted to thank everyone for sending us emails about what's going on in your part of the country and the world. Wow, we're living in definitely the end times. And thank you all for your emails. We've read every single one of them. In Ezekiel 8, and keep sending them, please, because we're not getting the feedback or the news that we used to get. And things are just now quiet, and we need to stay connected so we can kind of know what's really going on rather than what's being told us is going on. Ezekiel 8 and verse 5, here we're seeing that Ezekiel was taken in a vision, and he was shown the secret lives and the hidden sins of the elders of the house of Israel. In other words, he was seeing the corruption of the leaders. And sometimes we think, and we've been trained not to talk about the anointed, not to say anything, not to be negative. That doesn't come from the Bible. That comes from New Thought and from a lot of these other religions. But God wants us to face reality. He doesn't tell you to say you're healed 25 times when you're not. That's not in there. A lot of these things we've been conditioned and programmed when really, God wants us to see what's really going on in the world. And he wanted Ezekiel to be a watchman. And he wants us today to be watchmen. Watch and see. And it's hard sometimes because you're not going to have a lot of fans when you're a watchman, because you see what's coming and you see what other people don't see. You're so far out of where they are, they can't imagine it until it's on their doorsteps. And then they're mad that no one told them. So a lot of you are at that place, you're discouraged because you're like, nobody wants to hear what I'm seeing and what I'm saying. Be faithful to the Lord because he's our rewarder. And when we sow a seed, you never know what that seed's going to do later on. But today we want to go and continue out of what chaos is happening in the world so that you see the game within the game, that you don't end up playing and being on manipulated and being emotionally into places and situations that you have no idea what you're really getting in for. God wants you to see through this hole in the wall, and that's what we're going to do, continue today. And I tried to break it down even further so that we all can really get this. What is order out of chaos? What is problem, reaction, solution? What is happening in our very cities today, what we're experiencing, so that you don't get emotionally drawn in, but you see what's really happening. So Ezekiel was shown this, the corruption of the religious leaders. He was taken through a hole in the wall, or you could say he was taken down the rabbit hole. He was told in verse 7, he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then he said unto me, son of man, what is he supposed to do? Dig now. And sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to dig. We have to research these rabbit holes. And I've talked in the past about the matrix that we live in, the red pill and the blue pill. And if you're just connected to the outside world and what they tell you, you're basically being programmed with the blue pill. Reality is going, digging and seeing behind the wall, seeing the corruption, seeing what's really going on, and finding truth and finding peace in that truth. We're going to see things in this hour that we didn't want to see. We're going to see things we didn't want to know. But God told us that these things are going to happen. And he wants a people that's prepared. He doesn't want you deceived. He said, take heed that no man deceives you. That means there's a whole lot of lying going on. Mm-hmm. Now, that's another, today we'd say, he's saying, look out for liars. Because there's a whole lot of deception. There's a whole lot of lying going on. Make sure you're not deceived. So part of it is when you can see the hole in the wall and you can dig and you can see the corruption, not only that's in religion, but it's also in the world. And we're not here to anti and to protest, and we're here to be knowledgeable, because knowledge is power, to know what's going on so that we know the day and the hour that we live in, to know the times and the seasons that we're living in. So here he said, I dug in the wall, and behold a door. And he said unto me, go in. Behold the wicked abominations that they do here. And he starts showing them about the abominations. We're not going to go into that. But basically, as we go down, and he went down that rabbit hole. What is a rabbit hole? It's something that appears simple, very simple at first, and then it becomes very complex or confusing. Sometimes when you think church is just one way, or the things that are going on in our world are just one way, and then you start digging, you see a whole different thing going on. Do you know what I'm talking about? It becomes complex. So these religious leaders behind the wall or behind the hole, they were doing what they're still doing today. They were pagan. They were emphasizing images. They were emphasizing idols and symbols and rituals, as they still do today. What is a symbol? A symbol is a secret language. And we know that they operate through symbolism. So when you know what's, we study symbols. When they start giving symbols, you know exactly what they represent and what they mean. God wants us to know this, just like he wanted Ezekiel to know. He does not want his people being overcome by the wicked of their day. So they're still doing it today. God called Ezekiel to be a watchman to the nation of Israel to warn them, to tell them to repent, and if they wouldn't repent, they're going to have to suffer the consequences. And we see the same thing happening today. God has raised up voices of warning America to repent. You've taken God out of everything. There's consequences when you take God out of everything. Now we need to be watchmen ourselves. We need to see. We need to watch. We need to look at what's going on so that we can, a couple things, we need to take heed. A lot of people don't want to listen. They don't want to know what's going on. They want to take that blue pill. God wants us prepared. He doesn't want us to be deceived because there is a whole lot of lying going on. But when you know truth and someone starts preaching something that's not truth, it just sounds hollow. You can tell. And when you find out, when you know people are lying, and this double speak that's going on, one time they say one thing and then the next time they say another, it's confusion. God is not the author of confusion. So the enemy loves to bring confusion. So confusion is the language of the enemy. It's not the language of God. God is a spirit of truth, and in him there's no confusion. Even though sometimes it takes us a while to learn what his word says, he's not trying to confuse us, or he's not telling you one thing and then switching and telling you something else. So we have to take heed that we don't let anyone deceive us. I've said this before. Any man, any preacher, any pope, any president, nobody, don't let anyone deceive us just because they have a label on them. Look beyond that and see what their actions are. It's not just what they say. What are they doing? What laws are they bringing in? Are they saying one thing to bring deception and then really writing laws that promote a whole different thing? That's why we have to take heed and we have to watch. We have to watch for the signs, signs of the end times, Matthew 24. What are they? Do you know the signs? Deception is a big part of the signs. Pray and stay close to the Lord. People have been wondering, what kind of prayers do I pray? I've been taught wrong. Stay simple, stay childlike. Just, you know, if a child can pray and God answers, just stay very simple. Lord, I need help. I need your wisdom. Lord, just ask. Just ask simple things. And some people have been under a religious laboring system where they think that the more they do it, the more it costs them. They get into all these works. But God's very simple. He's just stay simple like a little child. And some people say, well, I only hear God when I hear the word. Well, on the other side, what happens if they take your Bible away? He has the Holy Spirit inside of us to bear witness. He's never going to leave you. Even if it got to a point where your Bible was taken away, we have to trust the Lord. So isn't that exciting? He lives within us. So pray and stay close to the Lord. Keep doing the Lord's work. A lot of people want to shut down everything. This is a scary time. This is a time we should be shining. Because why? It's getting darker. It's getting darker in the world. They're learning bad things are happening all around, and it's a time for us to get people saved, to get really make sure that we're walking close to him. And then again, don't expect to have a huge fan club. I don't think Noah had a huge fan club. I don't think Ezekiel had a huge fan club. I don't think Daniel had a huge fan club. But guess what? God was listening. God honored him, and God will honor us today. So today I want to talk a little bit about problem, reaction, solution, just again so that you get it. I found that people don't get things. Just because you say it, you got to keep hearing it and say it in a different way. Then a new situation happens in our cities. Now see it. What is this? Is this part of a game within the game? Today we have agendas on warp speed. A quote from David Rockefeller, we are on the verge of a global, now notice, this is global, this is a global transformation. They want global citizens. So they want you to get rid of the flag. That's why I say today is the 4th of July. We'll see what happens with flags. If there's a lot of flag burning, how sad. People have given their lives. My dad was one for this. We're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the New World Order. What do they see a crisis as? As an opportunity to do something that they wouldn't have been able to do before. Okay, so what do they like to do? They like to change the laws. Daniel 7:5, they like to change the times and the seasons and the laws, to change the laws. So what is required to change some of these laws? Chaos. Because they wouldn't be able to change this law if they didn't have that problem. So create the problem, then they can create a law that they really wanted all the time. I know that sounds crazy, but you have to understand how this world is. So chaos was or is created. What is chaos? Confusion. Chaos is disorder. Now remember, God is the God of order. The devil is the author of disorder. God is not the author of confusion or deception. Satan is the author of deception and confusion. So the wicked, I don't like to put a lot of names on it. The Bible just calls them wicked, the merchants of men, the rich men, whatever. The wicked create disorder so the people will demand order. The price of order is always a loss of freedom. For safety or security or the fear of a disease that will kill as an invisible enemy. You have to know we're always under an attack from something, because this New World Order wants to bring in the Luciferian Antichrist, which we know it has to happen. So he's going to bring disorder and chaos. And how do they like to run their kingdoms? Through fear. Through fear. Through terror. Through terrorizing. And that's why God tells us, I'm not the author of fear. Don't allow the devil to use fear on you. If the television's causing you fear and torment, shut it off. Because it's constantly putting propaganda. So the wicked create disorder. You have to know how this world operates. God told us not to love this world. We're passing through this world. They operate differently than he does in his kingdom. They're wicked. There's a lot of money involved in a lot of these wicked people. But remember, there are a lot of good people on this world. There are a lot of innocent people that love God, that aren't saved, but they're still, they don't want evil. They're not looking to destroy the country. But we see a group of people rising up that are. We're going to talk about that. So the wicked create disorder, so the people will demand order. The price of order is what? A loss of freedom, something else. And I remember reading Germany and Hitler, everything was for your safety, for your safety, for your safety. And then they got for your children's safety, when actually it was a trap. And loss of freedom. For safety or security or fear, whatever, of an invisible enemy. It's always something. Terrorism. A lot of things are what? To get away our Second Amendments. You have to know this is a big plan to still disarm America. And different countries have already been disarmed. But the trick of creating chaos and then seizing power is the game within the game. And I hate to say it's taken me a long time to wake up to this game. I'm almost through with my life, and I've just figured it out the last few years, the game within the game. And I'd ask people a lot of questions, and no one would ever give me answers. Even in the church, they wouldn't have answers. But as I've studied and dug within the hole and within the wall, and I see the rabbit trail, more and more the dots connect. And it really brings you right back to Jesus' day and the battle he had against the leaders of his day and how they hated him. And the Bible says, beware, if they hated him, they're going to hate you. So beware when Christianity becomes popular, because guess what? It wasn't Christianity. So, a tried and true method of deception and manipulation is always the game within the game, creating chaos, or it's called order out of chaos. And I want to take just a minute to explain this to people, because I know some of us get it, some of us don't. If you get this, as you see these riots and these protesters and all these things going on, you're going to understand what the end game and what the goal is. If not, you're going to be emotionally manipulated, and you're going to end up in systems and being parts of organizers and communities. You have no idea what you're really being a part of. You're being manipulated and you're being a pawn in the game. So the trick of creating chaos and then seizing power is the game within the game, a tried and true method of deception and manipulation. How do they manipulate you? Through anger, through fear. They use certain things to manipulate your response. Problem, then there's a reaction, and then there's a solution. Now, George Orwell, the novel of 1984, it's already erased on Kindle. But if you have a hard copy, I don't like to read some of these books, but apparently he's the one that a lot of people are saying. He warns against a world government by propaganda, surveillance, and censorship. We're seeing censorship now. It's in its beginning stages, but what, and I've warned this for years, what we call the Bible is going to be hate speech, because it's going to violate people's rights or whatever. It isn't in our mind, because we love everyone. We want everyone to know. But this is just the censorship that's happening in our day. And I'm going to explain to you why this censorship is happening, so you understand what's really going on. Today, the Orwellian phrases like Big Brother and doublespeak are common expressions. What is doublespeak? It's deceptive gobbledygook. I thought, how can I describe it? Because they'll say one thing, and then a month later, they change all the rules. Now, this is a requirement. No, it's not. It's just a guideline, but it's a requirement. What is it? And you start, well, you can get the virus at home barbecuing this weekend, but you can go out and riot and picket, and you won't get it there. And you think that's funny, but I had a massage this week from a lady, and she was telling me that exact thing. And I was just like, this is doublespeak people are falling for. It's this rule applies over here, but it doesn't apply over here. It makes no sense. That's called doublespeak. And God is not the author of confusion. This is meant to confuse you and get you to set one set of rules over here, and then... I don't like it when people are manipulated, in church or out of church, because God doesn't put guilt on you. God doesn't put fear on you to try to get you to do what he wants. But now if you're silent, you're an enemy. If you do this or you don't do that, you're an enemy. You can just see the division that is being created to divide us from one another. And we're not going to fall for it in our lives. Problem, reaction, solution. Create the problem. Fan the flames. Fan them. Get them hot. Create the problem, fan the flames to get a reaction. And then like Johnny on the spot, here comes a solution. The solution is what you were wanting all along. That's, I'm talking about the architects and the elites and whatever you want to call them. This is what they wanted. This is the place they wanted to get. And they had to do a few scenarios, trial and errors, to get to this point. But they couldn't have gotten that solution without the chaos. And now we're seeing the chaos and the riots and the protestings, and it's a way of getting power and keeping it. The Hegelian dialectic is Marxism. It's the political left and right are pitted against each other for global outcomes, wars, and controlled conflict. Remember, conflict is essential. This is, talk about what's essential. Conflict is essential. Yeah. Conflict, confusion, and chaos to get their plans pushed through using fear, manipulation, and deception. You have to ask yourself, am I being manipulated? Am I being pushed into fear? Am I being controlled? Am I my emotions being manipulated? Because you can just turn on television sometimes and you can feel the manipulation, the propaganda. And now they're using, in commercials, they're going to use every Hollywood star, every athlete. They're going to push their, whatever that agenda might be that they're trying to push, they're going to use so-called famous people to push these agendas. Don't be manipulated by famous people.
Right.
Famous for what? In heaven, I don't think they're too famous. They control the masses through deliberately creating division, and then they demand a solution. The world appears divided and chaotic because it's been made that way. Remember that Madonna video I told you, I'm not a fan, but she showed how the whole world was going to be divided. It was very sad. Some of you aren't going to make it to the future. It was just like this fearful, dark thing. It was just like every part of the United States, was it the world or just the United States, was divided. And I thought, here we go with division and these elections coming. I remember the day when we were little and parties respected each other. I mean, even though they disagreed, they didn't fight, they didn't, you know, do all that's happened. So you can just see how the darkness has progressed just in our lifetime already. So the world appears divided because it was made that way. It provides distraction. And this is the other thing. What's really going on? When they throw something in the news, all of a sudden it's like, okay, what are they distracting us from? What law is being passed now that we don't know about? There was a day that this stuff didn't happen. You didn't have executive order after executive order. I mean, there always were, but not like what's happening today. There's distraction, and it covers the wicked for what they're really, really doing. And they're putting their agendas in place. Distractions. And that's why when you see a distraction, don't be distracted by the distraction. Stay on course. What God wants you to see, the hole in the wall. Look through the hole. See what's happening. God doesn't want you confused. He wants you to stay at peace. He wants you to stand strong until what? Endure to the end. Amen? Don't be manipulated. Don't be hiding under your beds. I'm not saying don't use wisdom, but I'm just saying their tactics are going to get very, very, very dark. So it provides a scapegoat for the masses. Now they can say whatever they want. They can do whatever they want under this agenda. You know, I don't want to go into scenarios, but there are, you can all see them. We've seen them in the past. So now they're dividing each other. People that want guns, people that don't want guns. Well, I need to protect myself. No, you don't. If it's time for you to die, just die. Then you have people that are going to fight over this and fight over that, and we know too well the things that are going on. And then you turn on TV and they blame you. They blame you. It's your fault. Because you met with your family this week and it's your fault. They love to do this in this system, blame the people. And there's so many good people out there that take that blame. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Now it's because you're white, you need to repent and go shine shoes from black people because you were, repent. It's your fault you were born white. Well, I'm sorry, we had no choice in how we were born. And if you know my family, we have everything in my family, so I can talk about this. We have Puerto Rican, we have Asian, we have black, we have Trinidad, we have everything, Japanese. I know I'm forgetting some. In our family reunions, I think the whole world is there. So we've been raised not to be prejudiced. But anyway, they want a scapegoat to blame people who are now divided against each other. And now the laws are passed, they're being passed that would have never passed, so now we have divide and conquer. So how can the United States come down? By being divided. People that are divided are easy to control. The masses, when they're divided, they're easier to manipulate. So we're not playing this game, right? So certain changes the globalists want to make the world require the careful exploitation of scapegoats and pawns. Thank you for your service. They use people throughout history to accomplish their goals, and when they're done with you, They're done with you. You accomplished what they wanted. They used them as pawns and scapegoats. And when violence and violent changes are introduced that are destructive, the masses must be calmed by an easily identified villain. Oh, we're going to have all these blackouts? Okay, it must be Russia. It must be China. Throughout history, if you study Hitler in Germany, they would burn down their own buildings and blame another country. So you have to know how this game is played. Well, nobody would do that. I'm sorry, but you haven't dug far enough. And if you don't receive this, it just shows me you haven't dug into the wall and gone down the rabbit hole far enough. Because as you see, it all comes out in truth. God will show you if you study to show yourself approved. And remember, and I've talked about the New World Order before, if it's not going fast enough, violence will be introduced. So then they blame an enemy. This is how the game is played. So something's happening. They're going to blame another country. And now we got to go into war with that country. And sometimes what do they do? They arm both sides of the war. Oh, that was so hard for me to take. And if you don't get that, I understand, but just keep studying. So today we're seeing Marxism on the rise. And I want to close with this Marxism because we're seeing Marxism on the rise. And because you don't know what Marxism is, you don't know it's on the rise because you don't know what Marxism is. So we talked a couple weeks about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and his call for change. And in that, and he was a Marxist, he studied under Karl Marx, he wanted class envy, race baiting. Right now we are going through race baiting. And I want to tell all of you out there, don't take the bait. Even though there are bad things that have happened and we live in a broken world, they are trying to set us up for a race war and a civil war. And this is intensifying in other countries. My friend from South Africa said a sign was, shoot whites on sight. That's how intense it's gotten. So it's they want this race baiting. Anti-police, anti-prison. Can you imagine if we didn't have prisons? And I know some people that went to prison and shouldn't have went to prison. It's a broken system. But what they're calling for is total, total chaos. And then what happens after this, and this is what I want you guys to be aware of, anti-police, anti-prison, anti-Christian. He gives credit to the first radical change agent was Lucifer. And Saul Alinsky's Radical Change, he praises Lucifer for being so radical and causing change. And then the change agents today are caused, what they do is they agitate and they stir up hatred. This is what they're supposed to do. If you're agitating and you're bringing conflict, you're doing a good job. Okay, this is their assignment, and you have to know this is assignment. And when you see them and you hear them, you know what they're doing. You can even feel it, what they're doing. They're causing agitation and hatred to rise. They're revolutionists, protesters, rebels. They're hired to play the role of a disruptor and gain what? An army. They gain people. They want a force. Everything nowadays is a task force. Everything's a force. Have you noticed that? Have a force. Have a plan. This is all the language. Community organizers. Here's a quote from a leader of Marxism. The old world is dying and the new world struggles to be born. Now is the time of the monsters. In chaos, the masses suffer and weaken while the elite gain power and control. Don't give your power away, is what I'm trying to say. Don't be a pawn in the game. Know the game that you can't win in this kind of a system. And just want to share with you a little bit about Karl Marx. Who is he and why do we need to know that Marxism is on the rise in our country? Karl Marx is an atheist and a secular humanist. He wrote the Communist Manifesto. And remember, a divided people is easy to rule. And people from some of these movements have admitted they are trained Marxists. They are trained Marxist. Even though they come off one way, they have an assignment to do. The basis for Marxism is atheism, Once Marxism is adopted by a country, listen to this, once they get their way and they riot and they revolt and they get rid of all the statues and they get rid of all the whatever, guess what's next? Christians. Christians die in large numbers. Marxism has been one of the most brutal Christian killing machines in history, as they proclaim there is no God. History shows us they use minorities and they use minority abuses to fuel their cause. They appeal to the youth. The people right now that we need to be praying for are the youth. They're the ones that are sucked in to this. They don't see it. They think it's for the better. It's the old system didn't work. And there's a lot of truth. We are broken. We are a broken country, and a lot of our systems are broken. But this is a different agenda than they have any clue. They appeal to the youth, they organize protest, and they stage events. And I must say, some of these people are very poor actors. Mm-hmm. That's all I'll say. They use violence and fear to accomplish his goals. They destroy statues and history books to erase history. This has been done for many. This is not new. They do this when they're going to take a country down. That's why we have to be very, very aware of what's going on in our country right now. They want to erase history. They desire to destroy the current governmental system and replace it with Marxism structures. How? How will they do this? How are they doing this? With protests, rallies. And it's funny, I was just noticing months ago, all the politicians are pushing for these rallies. Go ahead, go out and protest. Go out and just do it peacefully. It's very healthy, yeah, but they don't, it's just like, okay, how come the rules don't apply to these protests, but they apply to churches? In fact, in churches, I've seen advertisements where it says, you got to do this, 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 and leave immediately. You cannot talk. Nobody can sing. You can't talk, but you can go protest. This makes no sense. This is the doublespeak of what I'm talking about. This is the day that we live in. So they're doing it. They are bringing in a new system with protest rallies, and they raise up militias or an army of citizens who serve in emergencies. They love to get their people, their masses together. It's very organized. If you go out and try to do a protest, probably five people would come. They get thousands. How do they get thousands? How come they're getting such huge, huge numbers? And then they block off freeways. How dangerous to go and do some of the things they're doing and burning down things, as we know. Marxism is important for Christians to understand because it pushes atheism and it persecutes Christians. So if you're a part of these rallies, you're going to be part of the problem. And you're going to wonder why it backfired. Because you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're a part of. You think you're just trying to change a broken system. But wait till they come for you. The basis of Marxism or atheism was influenced by George Hegel, who calls for change. And listen, they invite conflict. They believe the way you bring about change is through conflict. Mm-hmm. Now, 2 Timothy 3:1, perilous times shall come in the end times. Now, God's preparing you through that hole in the wall. He's also saying in 2 Timothy 3:1, perilous times. What does that mean? Another place in Scripture, it says exceedingly fierce. These people are exceedingly fierce. You're hearing about people going and just shooting people that are in parks, just drive-by shootings now, which you never heard about 6 months ago. Just being dangerous to be outside. It's scary for people. These are perilous times, anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-moral, anything goes, anti-family. They discredit it, they rename it, they reset it, and they remake it. They're calling it a reformation. They're going to reform. They infiltrated the churches with social religion, and what do? They discredit the Bible. So we've had Trojan horses in the middle of our church movements that were calling people to a social gospel. Now we're calling a social distance. Everything's going to be a social score. Everything's going into socialism, right? It's the goals of Marxism. Control of the schools and colleges This has been going on for quite some time. With socialism and communism propaganda, get control of the teachers. This is the goal of Marxism. Get control of the teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. Capture the political parties in the United States. Transfer some of the powers, this is still their goals, of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. In June 29, 2020, this week, one of its leaders said on national television that if this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn the system down. Mm-hmm. That was just a few days ago. And why is all this happening? Well, the wicked love chaos. It's opportunities. We have now organized rioters that are Marxist movements disguised as racial unrest. Let me say that again. For you, and I know for a fact, a lot of things I could tell, a lot of stories, personal family stories. I know the prejudice that's in this world on both sides, because I preached in a multicultural church. And boy, I experienced both sides. Both sides have been hurt. We live in a broken world. But what they're calling for is a civil war. What they're calling for is civil unrest, like we have never seen in America. And we have to be careful, because you might think, well, I just want to go and do a peaceful protest, but these things are building. And this unrest is building, and this hatred is building. And the change they want is not the change that you want to see, because they're letting criminals out. I knew this immediately, as soon as, like in Barabbas, they wanted Jesus to die, but they wanted to let Barabbas go free. When they let all these people out of the jail, it was like, uh-oh, this is not good. And I was talking to a policeman. He goes, this is the beginning of something that we don't want, because now we're going to have criminals on the streets, and without police to enforce these things, we're in trouble. So, and then if they take away your Second Amendment rights, which they aren't right now, but they love the fighting. Sometimes, like in the movies that we were watching, they kill each other off. They have two groups pitted against each other. Well, good, they got rid of each other. Now we can go on to the next agenda. So don't play into their little games of division and hatred. And we don't have hatred for anyone. We forgive. We all could have stories of different things. I don't want to get into anything racial. But we now have organized rioters that are Marxist movements disguised as racial unrest. And there's a lot of hatred to fan that flame. Delivering ultimatums to businesses and schools. This is what just happened. Do as we say or burn. If you're silent, you're an enemy. Posted at James Madison University. What is this? This is violent communism. Let me say it again. Do as we say or burn. It was posted at James Madison University. Do as we say or burn. We are being conditioned, manipulated, and programmed by multiple agendas and talking heads. Beware, every movie you watch, every commercial now, I believe, is going to start coming on with famous sports stars and famous movie stars. Well, I found out who they are. It's Hollywood. It's really not Holly. It's Hollywood. These people, a lot of them have sold out to different agendas and different... We're serving the Lord, and this world is not. So don't be getting your advice from someone that's very famous. And how did they get there? Even these famous preachers, how did they get there? Jesus didn't go around trying to be famous. You look at how simple his life was, and he didn't manipulate people. He didn't manipulate them for money, for offerings. He didn't promise them stuff. All this stuff is totally propaganda. For another reason, it's for the Great Awakening that's coming. And be careful, because if you're not on the right side of the Great Awakening, you could have a chop chop. Isn't that funny that in Seattle they call it the chop? Yeah. And they had a guillotine right there. So think it not strange. A lot of these things are just kind of showing a little sign of things to come. And you say, that's not going to happen. Read the book of Revelations, chapter 20. It's right in there, all these things. So this is violent communism. the beginning of some of the heads are starting to show. We're being conditioned, manipulated, and programmed by multiple agendas, talking heads, and propaganda machines. They show these images again and again and again and again. And you know what? We end up being the zombie generation. And I used to see cartoons where people were zombies with their phones walking off the edge of a cliff. And I'm like, are we that seeing that generation of people that just are glued to their phone and take everything they say, and they're not even colorful, they're black and white, they're just either that's right or that's wrong, they don't think for themselves, they don't process, they don't look, they won't study, they just absorb what's being told to them. And you can say that a lot of the young kids, they just believe everything they're being told right now. The zombies. Are we living in the Hunger Games, where the resistant leaders were part of the problem? Remember the very last scene? She was going to go after the evil person, and then she ended up killing the resistance because they were part of the same system. The Hegelian dialectic, where that bird had two heads. That phoenix, they think it's an eagle, but that phoenix has two heads. It's got a right and a left. It's got a black and it's got a white. It's got dualism. This is the Antichrist system. In closing, watch and pray. Why? So that we don't enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And I want to encourage you, don't go into the addictions of the world. A lot of people are drinking right now. A lot of people are just tired of it all. They're numbing themselves. They're wearing down. We need you to endure to the end. We don't want to lose you. Stand up and don't go and get into all these addictions. Some of you are addicted to maybe shopping and now you can't shop, so you're going to drink. Or you can't drink, so you're going to smoke. Or you're going to do this or that. You're just digging a deeper hole for yourself. It's better to face reality. Face what's going on. Bring it to the Lord. Just say, Lord, you know, today sometimes I grieve. I've shared with you before, I grieve. I grieve what's happening to our beautiful country. I grieve when I get emails from other people. The narcissistic abuse, that narcissism that I preached on years ago has got more views than anything we've ever done, 78,000 views, I think, at this point. Narcissism in Christianity, because they brought in the controlling leaders that have abused people. And that abuse has caused many people to backslide. But remember, that leader didn't save you. Jesus did. So we got to keep going to him. He never promised us it was going to be a rose garden. We went to our churches and they told us that. You can go to your full potential if you serve me. If you serve this church, you'll have all this. No, we're serving the Lord and we're serving his kingdom. We're not serving a man. We forgive those. We thank him for the things we did learn. But we're not going to, you know, be deceived again in the world, what's going on. A good lesson for some of us to wake up was what happened in the church. Well, it's also happening in the world. So take heed that no man deceives you. In other words, there's a lot of lying going on. And the Economist magazine, by the way, which they write, they know what's going on. 2019, they had Pinocchio with a huge, long nose. I wonder who's lying about what. You know what? If you ask God, he'll show you. He'll show you. And if other people don't believe you, they call you a tin hatter, foiler, whatever. You know what? The Bible says there's conspiracies. There's conspiracies against Paul. There's conspiracies against Jeremiah, against Jesus. It's a secret plot to destroy him. There is an attack against Christianity. And hopefully it's not for a few years down the road, but as things are progressing, we need to keep our eyes on the rise of Marxism in the United States and other countries right now. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you, and I just pray for everyone that they get their eyes open to see that they want a race war. They want to bait people on both sides of the fence. And Father, the blood of Jesus makes us all the same size. You died for us all. And we just thank you, Father, for the truth that sets us free. And everyone said?
Amen. Amen.
Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a Give button. Thank you, and see you next time.